The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st canto, 3rd chapter, text number 29, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on October 4th, 1972, in Los Angeles.
Whoever carefully recites the mysterious appearances of the Lord with devotion in the morning and in the evening gets relief from all miseries of life.
This is called Halasruti. Result. This chapter was describing different incarnations of God, and it is concluded that Krishnastu Bhagavan Sam. There were many incarnations, and incarnations are coming incessantly, just like there are waves in the ocean or in the river. You cannot sit down and count how many waves are flowing. And is it not possible? Similarly, you cannot also count how many incarnations are there, how they are coming out. But the most important of them are described. And the conclusion is made that Krishna is the origin, as it is confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita. Aham sarvasya prabhava. I am the origin of everything, even the incarnation. Aham sarvasya prabhava matta sarvam pravartate. Everyone, all incarnations, all demigods, all living entities, all energies, the Vedanta Sutra also confirms, janmadasya jatah. The absolute truth is that which is the original source of everything. So sometimes we mistake that Krishna is also incarnation. No, he is not incarnation. He is the source of incarnation. Therefore, in the last verse, it has been clearly, iti chamsakala pungsa krishnastu bhagavan sayam. Krishnastu bhagavan sayam. They are from Krishna, not Krishna is from them. Sometimes they argue that Krishna is the incarnation of Vishnu, but that is not the fact. Vishnu is incarnation of Krishna. Now there is no use arguing, because there is no difference between incarnation and the source of incarnation. The example is given, just like Dīpācire vahī dasāntaram abhupetya dīpāyate. Just like you have got 1,000 candles here. The first you light on, one candle. Then the second, the third, the fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, go on, increasing. Each candle is equal to another candle. So far candle power light is concerned, there is no difference. The first candle and the second candle, although second candle is lit up from the first candle, but the power of light is the same, either in the first candle or in the second candle. Similarly, do not think that because Krishna is the original candle and the next candle is Balaram, or Ram, that does not mean Balaram or Ram is less powerful than Krishna. They are equally powerful. Dīpācire vahī dasāntaram abhveta dīpāyate nahi tata pritagasti. There is no difference. So don't consider that incarnation means less important. No. But because Krishna is the original source, therefore, Bhagavata is pointing out These incarnations, all these incarnations, they are expansion of the original personality of Godhead Krishna, or expansion of the expansion, kala, angsha and kala. Angsha means direct expansion, and kala means expansion of the expansion. Just like Krishna's direct expansion is Balaram. Then, from Balaram, there is further expansion, Sankarsan, Aniruddha, Pradyumna, like that. Then Mahavishnu, another expansion. Then from Mahavishnu to Garbhodak Sai Vishnu. Then Garbhodak Sai Vishnu to Kiradok Sai Vishnu. From Kiradok Sai Vishnu, Paramatma, Ishara, Ishara Sarvabhutanam, Riddhesi Arjuna Tishthati, all pervading. So, all of them are expansion and equally powerful. But still, for understanding, for pure knowledge, we should understand that Krishna is the origin. Aham Sarvasya Prabhu. This is it. So anyone will recite these incarnations of God, Krishna, regularly in the morning and evening, that is the Phalasruti, Janma Guhyam Bhagavato. Bhagavato, he is the original source of everything and he is taking birth. Therefore it is called Guhyam. It is very mysterious. Just like Kunti, when offered prayer to Krishna, she said that you are inside and you are outside, you are all pervading, you are present everywhere, still people cannot see you. This is the mystery. God is everywhere, but we cannot see. How it is? That is explained by Kunti. Just like somebody's father is playing on the stage, dressed in a different way, like a king or something. But the son cannot recognize. Although the father is playing just before him. The father is playing in his front, but he can understand, he is seeing some king is playing. Similarly, God is everywhere. God is everywhere, simply you require to purify your eyes to see God. Otherwise God is everywhere. It is not that God has to be searched out some long, long, of course his real abode is long, long distance. But still, he is within your heart. Ishara sarvabhutesu. Sarvabhutanam riddhesi arjuna tishtati. So, to purify the eyes, we require that is meditation. How to search out? He is within my heart. Anywhere you sit down, you can see God. Provided you have got the eyes to see. Premanyana charita bhakti vilochanena santa sadaiva hridayeshu vilokayan. Those who are saintly persons, they are 24 hours seeing God. They have nothing, no other business than to see God. But they have got eyes to see. That is the difference. Ordinary person, they have no eyes. Therefore they cannot see God. But those who have developed consciousness, Krishna consciousness, purified eyes, they can see always, 24 hours. They don't see anything else except God. Because God is everything. Whatever we see, if we have eyes to see, then we can see God in every second, every moment. How? or that he can practice. In the Bhagavad Gita it is said, Rasoham Avsukantiyo. I am the taste of water. When you are drinking water 100 times, so as soon as you taste water, how nice it is, you can immediately see God, Krishna. Oh, here is Krishna. Here is Krishna. So how do you say that? Can you show me Krishna? You can see. Here is the process. You adopt it. You taste water, and when you enjoy the taste, that taste is Krishna. Krishna says, I am this taste. Then where is the difficulty to see Krishna? There is no difficulty. The people say, can you show me God? God is everywhere, in every moment, in every step. You do not like to see Him. That is the difficulty. Rasoham Avsukantiyo. Prabhasmi Sashishurya. I am the sunshine and moonshine. Who has not seen sunshine? Everyone has seen. From the very morning, we see sunshine. And at night also, when there is darkness, there is no sun, we see moonshine. So sunshine, moonshine, Krishna says, Prabhasmi Sashishurjaya. So as soon as I see the sunshine or moonshine, I see God. What is the difficulty? Sabdokhi, when there is some sound, rumbling sound in the sky, khe means sky, Krishna says, I am this sound. So as soon as you hear even the sound of aeroplane, that is also God. Punragandha prithibhyancha, when you smell a nice flower, that smell is Krishna. So you can remember immediately Krishna. So to remember Krishna, there are so many opportunities. But we don't want to remember Krishna. That is the difficulty. Therefore, it is said, the janma guiham bhagavato. Janma, God's appearance. God is appearing every moment, everywhere. Here is, just in front of Radha Krishna. Personally, he is present. But others will see a stone, because he has not purified his eyes. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as soon as he sees, he falls down immediately, unconscious. Oh, here is my Lord. So you have to purify to see God. God is present everywhere. You haven't to ask anybody, can you show me God? Have you seen God? These questions are sometimes made. And what is the difficulty to see God? You don't like to see God. That is the difficulty. Otherwise, there is no difficulty. So, janma guiham bhagavato. And Bhagavad Gita also, Bhagavan says that janma karma me divyam jujanati tatat. One has to learn the science how to see God. That is bhakti yoga. One who is not in bhakti yoga, he cannot see God. Even God is present before him. Nahang prakasa sarvasu yoga maya samabritaha. I am not exposed to everyone. The yoga maya curtain is there. So first of all, before asking anybody, can you show me God, you must be qualified to see God. That is required. That qualification is taught in Krishna Consciousness Movement. How to see God. How to understand God. Otherwise it is mysterious. Dharma satatang nihitang vahaya. Mahajana jina gata sapantya. Seeing God is very mysterious, but it is very easy also. Very easy. Provided we know the method, how to see God. So that is bhakti yoga. And therefore Krishna recommends In the Bhagavad Gita, Bhaktya Nama Vijanati, Javana Jaschami Tattata. Only through devotional service one can understand me as I am. Otherwise he'll commit mistake. There are different processes undoubtedly. Jnana, Yoga, Karma, Bhakti. But if you want to see God, then you have to accept this Bhakti Yoga, no other yoga. Neither Jnana Yoga, nor Karma Yoga, nor Hatha Yoga. You cannot see. You can see Klesha Adhikatarasti Sham of Bhakta Sakta Chidusam. Those are impersonal, all of them are impersonal. For them, it is very difficult, troublesome to see God. They may try their process, but it will take long, long time to see God. But if one takes to Bhakti Yoga, immediately. Bhaktyamam avijanati javana jaschami tattata. So, one may argue that these bhaktas are not always very learned scholars, mostly they are mediocre, and there are so many big, big scholars, they cannot see God easily, and only the bhaktas can do. Yes, that is the process. Krishna says, bhaktyamam avijanati javan jaschami tattata. In bhakti, one can immediately, because real process is to surrender to God. That is the real process. But these jnanis, yogis and kormis, they are not prepared to surrender to God. The kormis will say, so let us act nicely. Virtuously, we are kormis, God must give us the result. This is called karma mimamsa. They say that just like the so-called scientists say that God has created this universe, the laws are there, so we have to study the laws, what we shall do with the God. Is it not? God has created these, the physical laws are there. So, let us study these physical laws. What is the use of studying God? That is their view. The Karma Mimamsa also, that they say that after all, if we act virtuously, then we shall get good result. So what is the use of worshipping God? Let us work virtuously. This is their view. Kormi. Jnani. Jnani also they say, Jnani, the scientists, they are Jnani. That what is the use of worshipping God? Let us study the laws of God. So Jnani, Kormi and Yogi, they are also of the same view. So, Karmi, Jnani, Yogi, and the last is Bhakta. So, Bhakta can see God very quickly. Because Krishna recommends, Bhaktyamam avijanati javana jaschami tattata. Tattata, in truth, one can understand what is God by following the process of Bhakti Yoga. And so far the jnanis, yogis are concerned, they will come to that point of Bhakti Yoga after many, many births. That is also stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Bahunam janvanam ante. At the end of millions of births, jnani, jnanavan, those who are searching through knowledge. So what is the value of our knowledge? Teeny knowledge. Imperfect senses. We are gathering imperfect knowledge. But we don't neglect knowledge. We give credit to the philosophers, scientists, because. But we advise them that your research work should be for God, not for any temporary physical or chemical compound. No. It is advised by Narad Muni, kovibhi nirupita idangi pungsas tapasas sutasva suktasya buddhasya buddhadatmaya avichita artha kovibhi nirupita jad uttama sloka gunanubarnano. If you are a jnani, a philosopher speculating what is the truth, so the truth is, ultimate truth is Krishna. So if from the very beginning you try to search out by your philosophical knowledge, or if you try to prove the supremacy of Krishna by your philosophical speculation, that is perfection. That is your perfection. Otherwise, it is simply laboring, waste of time. Sarmaeva hi kevalam. If you cannot go forward up to Krishna by your philosophical and scientific research, then all the labor you have taken, that is almost simply waste of time. The limit of knowledge, the limit of scientific research will be confirmed when you have surrendered to God. Bhavanam janmanamanti jnanaman maanga prapadyate vasudeva sarvamiti sa mahatma sudullabha. That mahatma who knows Krishna is the supreme cause. Govindam madhi purusam tamang maja. So our conclusion is there, that he is the supreme, Govinda. So we bow down. Yes, Govinda Madhikurisam Tamang Bhaja. We give all respects to others, but so far our surrendering process is concerned, that is to Krishna. Govinda Madhikurisam Tamang Bhaja. Under the direction of Lord Brahma. Therefore, here it is said, that janma guhyam bhagavato jaye tat prayata naraha. Just like we are here in this Krishna consciousness moment, we don't claim that we have become perfect. That is not our, we cannot become perfect. Or at least we have not become perfect. But prayato, we are trying to be perfect. Prayato. Prayato means endeavoring. Endeavoring for understanding God. So therefore here it is said, janma guhyam bhagavato yap etat prayata nara. Any person who endeavors for understanding Krishna through the relative shastras and devotional service, then what is the reason? When sayang prata, two times at least, in the evening and in the morning. So if you sleep in the morning, snoring, then how you can understand? It is recommended here. Sayang prata, trisandha. Trisandha means three times. We initiate, they promise that three times they will chant Gayatri Mantra, but I do not know what they are doing. These are the recommendations in the Shastra. If you don't follow, then we must fall down. There is no doubt about it. But if we follow the regulative principles as they are enjoined in the Shastra, Sadhu Guru Shastra. Shastra will say the same thing as Guru advises, Sadhu Guru. A saintly person also will say the same thing. Just like here, Sudha Goswami is a saintly person. He is advising, Sayanga Prata, morning and evening. you should try to understand the science of God. Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, topic, chanting. So these are the process. Sang Prata Grinan Bhaktya. This is the most important word. Bhaktya. Because without bhakti, the real process is bhakti. Bhaktya mam abhijanati, Bhagavad Gita says, here also it is said, that don't read just like an academic scholar. No, that will not benefit you. It will benefit you, but it will take long, long time. Because without bhakti, God cannot be captured. Without bhakti, God cannot be captured. Everywhere you will find that. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Jo me bhaktya prajacchati, patram puspam phalam toyam jo me bhaktya prajacchati. Patram, a little flower, little leaf. Suppose I am very poor man. I cannot arrange for puri and rasgulla for Krishna. But then, what my offering will be? No, there is no opportunity for offering Krishna. No, Krishna says, you can offer me a little flower, a little leaf, little water. That's all. Who cannot secure it? Any part of the world, anywhere a person can offer to Krishna, sir, I have no means. I have secured these things. So Krishna says, yes, that's all right. Patram puspam phalam toyam jo me bhaktya prajacchati. This bhakta. One who offers me in devotion and love, that is the main ingredient. A non-devotee cannot offer anything, Krishna. Krishna is not poor. Krishna has not come here. He is very hungry. He come here to eat your puri and rasgulla. Don't think like that. But Krishna is so kind that he has come before you to accept whatever you can offer with devotion. That is it. Jomi bhaktya prajacchit. Tadaham asnami. I eat. Krishna said. Krishna is a liar. He is God. He said that I eat. You cannot say that Krishna does not eat. Krishna says I eat. Who are you to say that Krishna does not eat? Sometimes this atheist class, the rascal class, they say that you are offering food. Why Krishna is not eating? It is there. No, Krishna eats. But his eating is not like your eating. That is the difference. Purnama, purnasya, purnamada, purnameva vasita. He will eat everything and it will keep everything. If I am given a plate, I eat everything. There remains nothing. But when Krishna eats, he eats everything and remains everything. That's what is prasada. Therefore it is prasada. So you do not know how to know Krishna's activities. Therefore Bhagavad Gita says, janma karma me divyam. These are all transcendental subjects. Here also it is said, janma guiham bhagavato. Very confidential. These mysteries, confidence, are open to the confidential devotees. Bhaktya mam abhijanati. One who is devotee, he understands everything. Others cannot understand. Others, they will think they are worshipping an idol and unnecessarily spending money for preparing prasadam. They will see like that. But the devotee knows how Krishna is eating, how Krishna's prasadam is being prepared. Everything he knows because he is bhakta. Therefore, one should try to become a devotee. Then everything will be disclosed to him. Swamiva Spuratada. Sivan Mukehi Jivado, Swamiva Spuratada. God will be the wheel, and you will see everywhere God. Without any cessation, 24 hours you will see God. So, as it is prescribed in the authorized shastras and directed by a spiritual master, if you follow the principles, it is not very difficult to see God, to understand God. It is very easy. Thank you.